Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant.
Hallelujah! Let's have a seat. I'd like to welcome you to the presence of Almighty God. In the name of our Lord, precious Jesus Christ. I want to bring greeting from our great association, Maranatha Baptist Association. And at the same time, I want to commend the awesome work that God is doing in this place. God will continue to use every one of us for His glory in Jesus' name. The message is of twofold. The first message is from the Association, and then the second message is from the Throne of Grace. The message from the Association is to encourage us to continue to do good as we've been doing, attending meetings, and then cooperate with the Nigeria Baptist Convention in our convention cooperative deals. And the leading pastor, Reverend Abiodun Aribike, has been cooperating, and the church has been cooperating. God will continue to strengthen His church for His glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Now, as we go into the message from the throne of grace, I'd like us to bow our head as we pray. Almighty Father, we thank You once again for assembling us together to hear from You. We ask, Lord, that You open our hearts. You open our understanding. You bless us beyond measure. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask, Lord, that You locate us individually. Locate us accordingly. Locate us collectively. In the mighty name of Jesus. And at the end of this service, Lord, let Your name only be glorified. In Jesus, our Redeemer's name, we pray. Amen. The theme of this year 2022, Exchange of Pulpit, is Unity, Catalyst for Church Growth. Unity, Catalyst for Church Growth. And the text is taken from the book of Ephesians, chapter number 4, verse number 1 to 13. Ephesians chapter 4, verse number 1 to 13. The word of God read us, as a prisoner for the Lord, then I urge you to live a life worthy of the calling you have received. Be completely humble and gentle. Be patient. Bear with one another in love. Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body, there is one Spirit, just as you are called to one hope where you are called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, one Father of all, who is over all and through all and in all. But to each one of us, grace has been given as Christ appointed it. This is what it says. When He ascended on high, He took many captives and gave gift to His people. What does He ascended mean? Except that He also descended to the lower earthly regions. He who descended is very one who ascended higher than all the heavens, in order to feed the whole health, the whole universe. So Christ Himself gave apostles, gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers to equip the people for the work of service, so that the body of Christ may be built up. Raise the Lord up. Hallelujah. in this portion of letter of Apostle Paul to Ephesian churches, he's trying to encourage us. Number one thing that we need to take note from that passage is we should walk worthy of call we have received. In other words, we should live the old way of life completely and become a new person in Christ. And then he also encouraged us that we should put on our virtues of God, the virtues of humility, the virtues of gentleness, patience, and then bearing with one another in love. Bearing with one another in love. We don't have the same strength. We don't have the same, we can't do things the same way. Because we are not born the same time, we are not born the same day, we are not from the same background. And then the love will help us to bear with one another and accept each other as God has wired us. Amen. Praise the Lord. Huh? And the evidence that there is unity in the body of Christ is when all these are in place. When there is peace, when there is unity, when there is forgiveness, when there is patience, when there is perseverance, when there is a bearing with one another in love. It's an evidence that we are walking in unity, that we are united. Hallelujah. And for the church to grow, this must be in place. Even, let's look at it from the first institution. The first institution is the family. For the family to actually grow in God, to actually experience the grace of God, the presence of God, all these virtues must be in place in the life of the husband, the wife, and then growing up in the life of their children. And then as the family manifests these virtues, coming to the church, we come together and then we build the body of Christ. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. Unity of the church is not what we are going to manufacture. It's not what we work out ourselves. It's what the Holy Spirit works in us. When we come to Jesus Christ, accepting Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior, we are given the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit. And through the instrumentality of the Holy Spirit, we unite together. We work together, we synergy together to build the kingdom. And then we are building the kingdom, we continue to enjoy the grace of God. To actually build the body of Christ, God give grace. And then the grace is diverse. Grace is diverse. But there's one thing about grace. There is no one that is called from marvelous and from darkness to the marvelous light of God that doesn't have one grace or the other. The grace may be higher than the other and may be different from one another. But there is no one that doesn't have one grace or the other. Grace of everyone must be recognized. And then we must give room for the grace that God has given to everyone so that we can build the body of Christ. The other time I said unity, catalyst for church growth. But when we look at that passage, it's not only talking about the unity, it's also talking about diversity. Because when Jesus ascended unto high, he gave gifts. And the first thing to achieve unity, perfect unity of God, is grace. That is what God first gave. He gave grace to everyone. And after the grace, he gave ministry gift. We have five of them. The ministry of apostle, the ministry of teacher, the ministry of pastor, the ministry of prophet, and of evangelist. Of course, they are different ministry. The pastor is different from evangelist in operation. Evangelist is different from apostle in operation. apostle is different from prophet in operation. Why prophet is also different from teacher in operation. But all of them are for one purpose. And the purpose is to build the body of Christ. It's for edification of church. Amen. But the first is the case today. The ministry should not be the reason why the church should be depolarized. Because this one has call of evangelist. This one has call of pastor. This one is a teacher. This one is a prophet. That does not mean that the church should depolarize. And all these five ministry gifts must present in the church of God. For church to grow, we may not give this one title of a pastor, give one this title of evangelist, give one title of pastor, teacher, give one title of prophet, but in the church, there are teachers. There are teachers, there are prophets, there are evangelists, and then there are prophets, there are pastors. And all of them have to work together in order to build the body of Christ. Not only in local church, as our structure has been designed in convention, in conference, in the association, and then coming down to the local church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One pastor said, a pastor friend, he said, he discovered that his wife has the gift of prayer. And then each time they want to pray, the pastor will lead prayer and will call the wife to come and pray. Hallelujah. And the wife will come and pray. So all these are what we needed. When we are doing it in diversity, that does not mean that we are not united. We can't do it the same way. You can't do it the same way I will do it. I can't do it the same you will do it. But what really matters is, are we building the kingdom? If we are actually building the kingdom, that is all. Praise the Lord. And then in that passage of the scripture, we discover that when Paul was trying to list the ministry gift, we also know that the operation of all these ministries are different. And then if there's no unity in diversity, the evangelist will be against the teacher will be against the pastor against the prophet, and then there will not be unity. And that means that God's presence is not at work, because God is not the author of confusion. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's not the author of confusion. So, the five ministry gifts that God has given to us is going to achieve the following. Number one, it will help us to grow into maturity. It helps us to grow into maturity. The grace, the ministry gift God has given is helping us to grow into maturity. Helping us to develop and helping us to increase in all areas of life. And then coming down to church is helping the church to grow. It's helping the church to increase. When all these ministry gifts are in the church continues to experience increase in diverse areas. And when they are not, it will also have deficiency. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And then it will help us to actually be stabilized. Grace is to stabilize us. In the book of John chapter number 16, verse number 33, the Bible says, in the world there is trouble, but in me you will have peace. I paraphrase it. In me you will have peace. And that's to let us know that the reality of life is that both sides we are going to experience. There is no how. Even if the church is preaching, there is nothing like that. It's not truth. The reality from the scripture is you are going to experience the both. But the grace is there to carry you. Even when you are experiencing the other side. Because the Bible says, amen. You will have peace. And then, this helps us to stabilize. Even at the period of the other side of life. I pray the grace of God shall be sufficient for us in the mighty name of Jesus. Whatsoever that we cannot do ourselves, that is what we need the grace of God for. Whatsoever that you can't do yourself, that is what we need the grace of God for. And then, Jesus has made the grace available to everyone that comes. Everyone that comes, God give grace without looking at the color, the race, the ethnic group. If it's Yoruba, if it's Hausa and Igbo, the earth that matter is acknowledge Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior and go to Him for help. Go to Him for grace and the grace will come. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And when He gives us this grace, that manifests in ministry is not to receive the grace in faith. If you are a teacher, teach now. If you are a pastor, pastor. Let people see that grace upon your life that is manifesting. If you are an evangelist, evangelize. And then if you are an apostle, do the ministry of apostle. And if you are a prophet, see vision, professor. Hallelujah. So when all these are in place and we are not receiving the grace of God in faith, we continue to increase in our grace. And then the letter of the apostle to Corinthians made us understand that we should not receive the grace of God in faith. So if you are asking for increase, I'd like you to know that the one that you have received, have you worked with it? If you are working with that one and you ask for increase, increase will come. But if you are not working with the one that you've received and you are asking for increase, God will say, even the one I've given to you, you have not done anything with it. I pray God will help us in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are not going to receive the grace of God in faith in the name of Jesus. Every area that we're looking upon unto God for one grace of the other, God will release unto you in the name of Jesus. Catalyst, unity, catalyst for church growth. Unity, catalyst for church growth. I'd like you to bow down your head and begin to cry unto God, Father, more grace unto me, more grace unto my life, more grace unto my family. More grace, more grace, more grace, more grace, more grace, more grace. Grace help us to accompany and to cover the range of land that Lord has allotted unto every one of us. And then there is no one that will have limited grace. We continue to ask for grace. Even the archbishop and whatsoever title one may be given, it will still need to continue to ask for the grace of God. In the book of John chapter number 1 verse number 16, Bible say, He give in abundance grace upon grace, favor upon favor, spiritual gift upon spiritual gift. Let's ask our Father, grace upon grace. Grace upon grace to the church of God, grace upon grace. To every family, grace upon grace. To every man, grace upon grace. I like you pray and say, God, open your hand and pour your grace on me. Open your hand and pour your grace on my family. Open your hand and pour your grace on my business and career. Oh, grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord. Grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Grace, Lord, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In that book of Ephesians chapter 4, around verse number 4-5, the Bible made us understand that we were called into one faith. We have one Father. We have one baptism. That means there is no difference in the body of Christ. If actually we have been saved from darkness to the Savior knowledge of Jesus Christ, we have to pursue unity and we have to walk in peace. I'd like you to pray and say, God, Help me, O God, in every area to actually unite the body of Christ and to be an agent of peace. God wants you to do that in your place of work. He wants you to do that in your extended family, your nuclear family. He wants you to be up. He wants you to use every platform He has given to you. The platform of your business and career, the platform of your family, in the community and environment where you are residing, the platform of every area that God has given unto you. He wants us to use that to reach people and bring people to the kingdom of God. Lord, you help us, Lord. You grant us more grace. We continue to populate your kingdom and dispopulate the kingdom of darkness. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Almighty Father, we help you. We bless your name. We magnify you. Thank you, Lord, for whom you are. You are God, you change it not. Father, we ask, Lord, for grace. We ask that you pour your grace upon every one of us. As many that discover a particular area that you want them to function, I ask, Lord, for more grace, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. For as many not discover, Holy Spirit define, I ask, Lord, Father, that you grant them the grace to discover. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, as we synergy together to build the king, to be your kingdom on earth, we ask, Lord, for your help. In the mighty name of Jesus, we will not fail you. We won't let you down. In the mighty name of Jesus, thank you, Father. Glory and honor be to your name. We ask, Lord, that you continue to move us forward and your name be glorified. In Jesus, our Redeemer's name, we pray.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS, or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Dusse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Dusse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or Mixlr audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.